Many Democrats in Virginia had been quietly pessimistic about the law's chances in front of a fairly divided high court. The pessimism gave way to cheers as the court narrowly ruled the law's individual mandate will remain on the books. But the justices also ruled states can reject Congress's effort to expand Medicaid coverage. That has Virginia Democrats worried the governor and the legislature may reject billions of dollars in extra federal funds to expand the program in the Commonwealth. Democratic Congressman Jim Moran says the battle isn't over yet.
People within individual states like Virginia are simply going to have to be mobilized politically to get their state legislature to extend coverage to everyone that is eligible under the federal law.
Republicans see things differently. Besides being disappointed the court ruled with the president on the individual mandate, Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith says it would be foolish for the legislature to greatly expand Medicaid.
There's always the temptation to sell the sovereignty of the Commonwealth off for a few shekels of silver. I do not believe that the legislature is currently comprised will do so, and I think that they will do everything in their power to throw roadblocks in the way of this disastrous plan.
The House has already voted 30 times to repeal the health care law. And when House lawmakers get back from their 4th of July break, they're planning another repeal vote, though it isn't expected to go anywhere in the U.S. Senate. I'm Matt Laszlo.